This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardsmen with the Tennessee Army National Guards A Company, 169th Divisional Sustainment Support Battalion, deployed a tactical water purification system this week to provide drinking water to communities affected by Hurricane Helene.
They set up in Johnson County behind the Pleasant Grove Baptist Church to purify water from Roan Creek. That location was selected because it's near a population that was severely affected by the hurricane and is close to the interstate to make it easier to distribute. In environments without portable water, the tactical water purification system is a quick solution. It can purify 1,500 gallons of water per hour from a fresh water source. In just 2 hours, they distributed more than 1,800 gallons of water to the local population. Now the team is filtering and providing clean water at a greater volume to those in need instead of bringing in more water trucks. The same system was last used by the Tennessee National Guard in a 2023 deployment to Syria for Operation Inherent Resolve, where over 765,000 gallons of water were purified during that deployment. The salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
There's a small chance for a shower or thunderstorm, mainly during the early part of the day, so morning hours, possibly into the early part of the afternoon. We only stand at around a 10% chance in severe weather not expected. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies and another warm high of 85. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now clear skies, 60 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:34, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. October 10th, 2024. It was on this date in 1845. The U.S. Naval Academy was established in Annapolis, Maryland, with an inaugural class of 50 students. Yep, the Naval Academy, celebrating a birthday today.
A place I would, it's on my list to visit.
It would be a good place.
Love to visit that campus. Classmate of mine went to the Naval Academy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
How about that? A rare bright comet will be visible in October with clear skies permitting. This comet will make its closest approach to Earth Saturday. Astronomers say it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye. Telescopes and binoculars will give a better view. Those hoping to spot it should venture outside soon after sunset Saturday and look to the west. Several comets are discovered every year, but many of them burn up near the sun or linger too far away to be visible without special equipment. And after its Earth flyby, this comet will head once again toward the solar system's outer fringes, and we'll never see it again. Goodbye, comet.
Well, somebody will, but not us.
Yeah, somebody on another planet, like that guy in the cartoon. What was that little fellow's name there?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian. A court in Switzerland has ruled that a manufacturer was justified in telling workers, if you need a bathroom break, clock out and take it on your own time.
Whoosh. Man, that's harsh.
They're tough in Switzerland.
Swiss.
An investigative report by public broadcaster RTS over the weekend revealed how a regional court ruled that watch dial maker Jean Singer and CSA was within its rights to require staffers to punch out for toilet time. The case has bared a labor law loophole in a wealthy alpine country with a reputation for running like clockwork and where time is money.
Man.
Wow.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever worked at a place like that, Ted?
No.
The Wichita Eagle, did they keep track of every minute you work? Ever clock out, clock in?
No. I've never had a shift where I had to do something like that.
As a matter of fact, I think my first job at KWBB, I seem to remember that we'd clocked in, that I had to clock in every day. I might be wrong, but I'm having that memory. And then a few months later, apparently the Kansas Wage and Hour people investigated them. And I only worked there about 5-6 months. And I got a check for a couple $100.
Oh, well.
Apparently they were not doing something right.
They were messing around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. How about the raccoon lady of Washington State? You heard about her? She had to flee her property.
Oh, no.
In Washington State after 50 to 100 raccoons descended on it.
Oh, no.
And they were acting aggressively. This is according to Kitsap County Sheriff's spokesperson Kevin McCarty. Deputies from his office responded to the woman's 911 call last week. McCarty says the woman told deputies she started feeding a family of raccoons decades ago. But in recent weeks, the numbers showing up went from a handful to around 100. Apparently, they were telling their
everybody
friends.
Everybody wants the free meal.
Yeah, you know how raccoons are. Sheriff's Office and Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife determined that no laws were broken. A department spokesman says a wildlife conflict specialist met with a woman, and the raccoons appear to have begun dispersing now that they are no longer being fed.
Yeah, once the food disappears, the raccoons will disappear.
So you had to have
I'm not sure you had to have a state official.
No, wildlife conflict specialist.
A wildlife conflict specialist. Tell you that.
Can you say, duh?
Yeah.
Stop feeding them, lady. There you go, the raccoon lady of Washington State.
Man.
Good story. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Some of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts squeaked out new highs for the move to the upside early in the session yesterday, but the rest of the session was negative trading with triple-digit downside. Now, at the close, the live cattle and the feeders both closed negative, but the feeders had triple-digit losses. Yesterday, some feeder contracts hit resistance at the 50% retracement from their contract low back to their contract high. No trade has been reported in the feed yards as of yet, and the lean hog futures open negative and close negative with some triple-digit losses also. At the close, December live cattle 65 cents lower at 187.22. November feeders were down $1.62 at 248.67, and December lean hogs down $1.60 at 75.57. Now, Wednesday's trading and closes were mixed for the grain and soybean complexes. Fresh market moving news was hard to find yesterday. The corn and the soybeans are holding near the lows of the week. Friday at 11 a.m. is a monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat 6.5 cents higher at 6.15 1/4. December corn 1¢ 3/4 higher at 4.22 3/4. But November beans down 2 1/4 at 10.18. November crude oil 78 cents higher at 74.03. December gold $2.80 higher at $2,629. December S&P 8 3/4 points lower at 5,832 1/2. December dollar index 1 penny higher at $102.71, and December Dow Jones futures 36 points lower at 42,776. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you heard our story about the raccoon lady of Washington State there a couple of minutes ago. Did you listen to us?
Yes, I did hear it. Yeah.
You have any experience with raccoons? Ever been
none that were good experiences. usually had to get rid of the little varmints because they're a little problem.
Yeah, they can be a problem. I mean, in Riverside, there's been times when early in the morning when I'm coming to work, there'd be two or three of them running across 13th Street, jumping in the sewer over there. And usually they don't harm anybody or anything. But I did have a friend growing up who, when I was a teenager, and Steve got a baby raccoon from someplace. Somebody had abandoned it, and they gave it to his family.
Mm-hmm.
and they raise this raccoon in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is Herbie loved Cheetos.
Well, who doesn't?
Okay? But he had to wash them. I didn't know this. Had to put it in water because they don't have any. Apparently, don't have any salivary glands. So he had to wash them. Put them. It was funny to watch him eat. It was a fairly well-behaved raccoon, except he would hide up in the rafters in the basement.
Well, that's where he liked
and,
to hang out.
Yeah, and we had one friend, Ed, who whenever he came over, the raccoon would attack him. He'd actually jump on his head out of the rafters and try to kill him.
Yikes!
Herbie got to be about 70 pounds.
Yeah, those raccoons can really balloon, especially if you're eating Cheetos all the time.
Every time he saw Cornbread Ed, he'd jump right on him. There you go. There's my raccoon story for the day. I hope you're safe over there in Augusta, Tom Leffler.
We will try to be.
Okay. It's kind of like Tom, you know. Once the steak runs out, Tom Leffler just kind of goes away.
Stop feeding Tom. He's gone. You know, he's history. We've seen it firsthand. Right, Tom?
That's exactly right.
He admits it. Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. We won't have to feed him. Why is it so hard to feel rich? We're going to find out. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.